Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about what needs to be done to radically improve Ireland's infrastructure. And we'll be looking at the latest house price survey and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. The Business Post reports that Airlines for America has made representations to the US government officials over the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. The newspaper understands that the group, which represents carriers including American Airlines, JetBlue, Delta, Southwest and United, has met US officials a number of times on the issue, and it's also joined a high court action taken by Ryanair, Aer Lingus and the DAA against the Irish Aviation Authority's winter slot restrictions. John Isle in the Sunday Times reports that the Central Bank of Ireland has divested its shareholding of four Israeli banks due to their potential activities in the occupied Palestinian territories. In a letter sent last Monday to the Oireachtas Finance Committee, Gabriel McClough outlined the Central Bank's steps in May to sell its shares in the lenders on a UN list of companies with business activities in the territories. The holding was valued at €369,000, a fraction of the central bank's €450 million equity portfolio, which itself is just 3% of total investment assets. The decision to sell Israeli shares was noted in minutes of a meeting of the Central Bank Commission in May, at which the majority voted to divest. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that that retail insolvencies were up by 77% in the third quarter of this year, and the sector now accounts for a quarter of all businesses that fail, according to the latest survey by PwC. While inflation is easing, the figures illustrate the other pressures bearing down on the retail sector due to the growth in online shopping and changing work practices. There were 76 retail insolvencies in the third quarter, according to the PwC survey, compared to 43 in each of the first two quarters. It brings the total to 162 for the year so far. Overall, insolvencies were up by 35% in the first 9 months of 2024 compared to the same period last year, the survey found, with a total of 661. It means that if current trends continue, PwC forecasts there will be over 900 by the end of the year. The current reading of 32 insolvencies per 10,000 businesses remains well below the 20-year average of 50, but is more than double at the low point of 14 recorded in 2021. And we'll be speaking live to PwC about this at 8:30.